Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. Three arrests have been made as the desperate search for two missing Perth men continues in Mexico. The alarm was raised when brothers Jake and Callum Robinson failed to check in to their accommodation last weekend while on a surfing trip. They'd been travelling with an American friend who is also missing. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his thoughts are with their family, telling Seven the Department of Foreign Affairs is providing consular assistance.
There is real concern about the fact that they've gone missing. Their mother is obviously very distressed about this, and we're just hope for a positive outcome.
Domestic violence will be the key focus of a meeting between police ministers and commissioners in Canberra today. It's understood they'll consider new ways to better identify potential offenders. It follows Wednesday's National Cabinet meeting on domestic violence. The State School Teachers Union has received a third pay offer from the state government, which it will consider over the next couple of days. The previous offer was rejected, sparking strike action, with thousands of teachers walking off the job for half a day last week. And there were no Division 1 winners in last night's $40 million Powerball, pushing it to a new jackpot of $60 million, while West Aussies recorded more than 164,000 prizes across other divisions. In sport, Port Adelaide is counting the cost of last night's 30-point loss to the Crows. They lost three players to injury, including captain Connor Rosie. Coach Ken Hinckley admits he made a mistake picking the midfielder after he injured his hamstring last week.
Once fatigue set in tonight, that was clear. I can try and hide behind that, but I'm not cowed when it comes to owning a mistake, and that was what it was.
Dockers forward Jai Amos is no certainty to fly to Melbourne today for Sunday's clash with the Tigers, despite being named in the club's extended squad. He'll need to pass a fitness test before getting on the plane.